Your host hasn't seen everything in sports, but sometimes he acts like it, and his guests probably have. Now, the host of Scorecard Scribblings, your sports guy, Brent Weber.
Well, hello, everybody. Stuck at home or in your car or maybe you're camping, wherever you're listening to Scorecard Scribblings, we appreciate you joining us tonight. It is another coronavirus, COVID-19 pandemic edition, and we're all living and learning how to do it this way. The toughest thing remains living without our sports, by all accounts. One sport that got hit hard, if you're an NHL fan, the National Hockey League. If you're a fan of Canadian hockey, they live it, they breathe it. And there was an awful lot more finish to what they experience every year. So, yes, we may be based here in the largely hockey-less Shasta County area. We're only up in the city of Mount Shasta. Do they actually have hockey? Kind of a problem with that. You got to go down to San Jose or over the hills to Vegas to get some hockey. But, no, there is plenty of hockey in the Pacific Northwest, and it's Canadian hockey. That's right, the Canadian Hockey League. So tonight I want to talk to one of my friends who has forged a career as a hockey play-by-play voice, and he is a Southern California dude. That in itself should tell you that, hey, if you dream it, you can do it. Let's hear a little bit of his play-by-play call. Jared?
Skates over left wing. Silver tip zone, twisting off of Fonstad, centering in 10th, here's Bjorklund, shoots, save made by Kirky, rebound in front, loose puck, tips control. Getting off a tip and chase, here come the Silver Tips. For the win, right side, Kendop, into the zone, pulls up, shoots, score!
That is the voice of Mike Benton, who is the Director of Broadcasting and Public Relations for the Everett, Washington Silver Tips. He's been there since 2015 in a hockey broadcasting career that I think just shows how much you love the game. Mike Benton, thanks for joining us. It's almost, it's hockey season pretty much about 9 months out of the year, maybe 10, in Washington and lands north, right?
Absolutely, Brent. Yeah, first, thank you for very much having me on with you here this evening. It is a treat to talk with you once again. And you play back that call, it just makes me thirsty even more to finally get back at it. But I know that this is tough as far as the times that we're in, and patience is required. And once we finally get back to it, it's going to feel awfully sweet.
Well, you also have a new podcast, and want people to write this one down, check it out, Voices Up Close, because it's similar to what I love to do. You're talking to people, many of them in the business, I think, and voices of sport. And your second one, I know, was a pretty sweet, special one for you, wasn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. Thank you very much for mentioning that. It was a project that I began to brainstorm about roughly a month and a half ago, and I mean, there are plenty of podcasts that you can utilize if you're looking to get into this line of work, or even if you're just looking to be entertained by the familiar voice that you dialed up from your youth, or even, today. So I think the challenge for me, and this was something that I had been wanting to do for quite a while. A good friend of mine, Donnie Barnes, who's in AAA baseball right now, used to broadcast a minor league team in the California League, the Visalia Rawhide. He does this in, or has done it in blog form, but, I thought, what if we could take a topic like this, content like this, and bring it to life and, put a brand new twist on it? The challenge for me to make this happen was to make it unique. So I thought, if you're trying to put the voice front and center for a certain team, and if you're listening to this podcast, what are you looking for as far as appointment listening for about roughly anywhere between a half an hour to a little over an hour? And I think for me the challenge was to try to find a way to put a different spin on it, and I think really get up close and personal with our subject matter, and whether you might be a fan, you know, who's been following a certain team for about 5, 10, maybe even 15, 20 years plus, or if you're fresh out of college or still in college and are looking to, you know, find a way to brush up on the details that help make you successful, or even if you're looking for just a quick refresher and, you know, you've been doing this for quite a while, you know, our goal each and every podcast is to deliver content that make you reach those goals, either from an entertainment side or whether it might be from an educational side. So when it comes to those details, and I have Bob Miller on getting to this, there's almost no one like Bob, who is, number one, so classy, and number two, willing to open up and share on any topic here. And I think what we really accomplished, you know, getting Bob Miller on about it just a few days ago and finally getting this up and running yesterday was, number one, really reveal entertaining stories that maybe you heard, maybe yet that you even haven't heard before during his 44 years behind the mic with the Los Angeles Kings. And even getting into his background with preparation, he is such a dedicated individual when it comes to work ethic and his craft behind the mic. Every game he was thoroughly prepared and thoroughly detailed. And what he was able to do with us later on in our podcast was open up as far as a few secrets with what helped him be successful and the core values that were behind him that helped him become a successful broadcaster and eventually reach the Hockey Hall of Fame. So certainly, Brent, it was time well spent, and it'll be a podcast that I will never, ever forget.
Yeah, it's kind of, now you got to figure out a way to not go downhill from there. Interviewing, I know, a guy who was your hero. I can't believe Bob Miller's 81. He's, of course, not picking on Bob, but he's had 81-year-old hair for a long time. So he's just such a young-looking 81-year-old, and his voice really is one of those two or three, four North American hockey fans, and certainly all West Coast hockey fans. You would know him. If you don't know him from the national broadcasts, of course, he was the guy there with the Kings after Jigs McDonald left to take on the Flames job, which was the team I grew up listening to as a child. Bob Miller's was there ever since, and his voice is truly one of the two or three North American hockey that I think is known by many.
You know, he's always been sharp, and he still sounds sharp to this day, Brent. I'm still convinced that if you were to take him and put him behind the mic here, even for a game, he wouldn't miss a beat. I think, number one, because of, you know, the abilities that he has and how hard he's worked at it. But also, number two, he still has a very fresh set of pipes that can really deliver a knockout broadcast each and every night. Now, he did mention, you know, during the podcast that, you know, through all the mountains that he climbed for 44 years, that his lovely wife, Judy, mentioned to him now at this day and age, she said, you know what? It's awfully nice waking up in the morning and having you right by my side here. So Bob, in paraphrasing this, you know, he really had a lot of fun delivering a lot of moments that Kings fans and other hockey fans will never, ever forget. But, you know, he's focused now on, you know, being a family man and still attends games throughout the entire year with the Kings as team ambassador. And quite frankly, now it's time to relax for him, and certainly he is much more than earned it here, and it's very, very well deserved.
Well, we'll let folks download that podcast after they listen to this. We're talking, though, to a guy that can tell you what it's like to try to be a family man and develop a career in the world of play-by-play sports, and hockey's probably even more challenging for a Southern California boy. Mike Benton, my guest. He is the director of broadcasting and PR for the Everett Silvertips of the Canadian Hockey League's Western Hockey League, and we'll talk about that experience, having been there, the smaller places that he's been, and how he's kept it going, and see if you've got any tips for those people who love hockey that want to stay close to it. But we'll We'll keep tuned in with Mike Benton here this hour. And I want to thank all of you, by the way, who have downloaded the show. If you do not hear the broadcast live, we do it out of the KCNR studio. I'm actually, obviously, in my Sunset Room studio at home in Shasta County. Mike's at his home. I guess you're in Washington, right?
I am, just about 25 minutes north of Seattle, a town called Everett. So not too far away here from a lot of bustle, but a lot of that bustle is still staying indoors right now.
Yeah, Everett, Washington, beautiful, beautiful city, and there's some great great sports and great stories there over the years. But as we're saying, I want to thank those of you who found Scorecard Scribblings podcast as well. So if you miss one of these shows or you'd like to hear one of my past shows that we originally broadcast on KCNR, you can download the podcast Scorecard Scribblings. Hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we will talk to more with Mike Benton about his experience, about Colin hockey in Canada's top junior league, and you know, what it takes to get there and maybe to that next step. You are listening to Scorecard Scribblings. Back in just a sec.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision. Thankfully, it appears that Coach Master Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coach Master is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Long stretch pass right wing for Dewar and across the line of the right circle. Now cuts into the slot. Wade shoots, score! Looking off her neck, knocked away. Portland wheels it back right side of Manic, opting for a change. Tip taken away, Wiley. Breakaway pass, Tykel. Moving in, forehand, score! Ty Cole, right place, right time. Fresh out of the box. Got the long bomb feed by Wyatt Wiley. Tibbs controlling Wiley ahead to center ice for Gonsalves. Possible 3-on-2, shorthanded. Gonsalves into the zone, the box out of the slot. He scores! Get Gianni Fairbrother back out.
Well, and I guess we could go on and on and listen to Mike Benton. It is beautiful to hear your voice, young man, the voice of the Everett Silvertip since 2015. And Mike joins us from Everett, Washington, where he is a new podcast, Voices Up Close, which I recommend to anybody interested in broadcasting or particularly trying to, you know, get a better feel for that side of things. It's something that I try to do here as well when I'm not talking to athletes or previewing games. Mike joins us now. You know, Mike, because I had written that book, Scorecard Scribblings, The Sports Guy, Scorecard Scribblings, which is where the name of this show came from. And there is something, you know, that's cool about trying to give back. I remember when you were a kid, and now you have your wife, Amy, have Lucas and Liam. And you're no longer, hopefully, having to travel to some really super weird places. But you've worked hard enough over the years to get to a place where you're part of a Western Hockey League team that you know, you found a home and you've been able to, I don't know, keep your family through it all and build a family. And that's so important and so difficult for so many people who want to get into play-by-play because you have to make so many sacrifices as a young person.
Well, Brett, you hit the nail on the head, and I go back to, you know, the book that you penned a while back, which, you know, has this show's namesake. It's still a fantastic read, you know, for anybody who wants to pick up a copy and is looking for either, you know, a good Bible about a step-by-step process of getting into this line of work or just even a refresher course. It's phenomenal, but one of the passages that I remember, you know, from that book, not just on work ethic, not just on, you know, finding your breaks, but also, you know, the topic of family. You know, obviously, the phrase family first is so important to any walk of life. This is also a very, very demanding line of work that we're in. The hours certainly will tell you that, Brent. You've certainly understood that from, you know, your time doing this for many, many years. I even go back to one of the funniest things that Bob Miller ever told me about his marriage with Judy, just kind of joking about it, where, you know, I was on the phone with him one time and we were talking about, you know, trying to balance life and work, and Bob said, yeah, I mean, I grew up back in an era where, you know, in the 1970s when I first began working for the Kings, you know, no cell phones, you know, your only way of staying in touch was usually by the pay phone or the phone of the hotel. And so my wife Judy often, you know, jokes, and I often joke, that we've been married for about roughly 30 plus years and been together for about roughly 18. So it's a lot of long hours that you're certainly enduring, a lot of time away that you're also spending on the road and away from your loved ones. Whereas it demands you to find ways to make it work, if you can, pardon the cliche. And I think the advantage that we're living in now in this day and age is that you're able to use technology to benefit the time spent with your family. You know, for instance, my wife really values quality time, but quality time can really be in any shape or form, not just, you know, you two sitting on the couch and, you know, popping in a Disney movie and watching it with the kids on Netflix or, you know, Disney Plus. At this day and age, it can even, you know, be from, you know, for instance, you know, we use bus travel a lot in the Western Hockey League. So being that, you know, you have a little bit more at-ease restrictions with your phone than, say, versus airplane mode on an airplane, you know, we often keep our phones nearby because as long as we have earbuds in, just pop the earbuds in, and if you have a Wi-Fi connection and, you know, you have enough of a good enough reception, you can easily phone your family, fire up FaceTime, and, you know, have that instantaneous connection that, you know, keeps you two together and keeps the family strong. And, you know, I see our head coach taking advantage of it. I see, you know, our staff of the bus taking advantage of it. I know that our players are certainly up with that, with trying to make sure they're in touch, you know, with family members and loved ones as well. So, you know, the ability, I mean, even in fact, you know, I even go to the lanes now or wherever I, you know, go to different venues in the Western Hockey League, and my two boys, Lucas and Liam, ages 5 and 2, are now dialed into hockey enough where, you know, they can be easily fascinated by the look of a hockey rink, by certain elements that go inside of it. So I got this here from a tip of a colleague of mine of the National Hockey League. He takes us even further here, but I've begun now actually taking video tours of the rink and moving the phone along with video and showing the levels of the rink from different areas, even from all the way at ice level to all the way up into the booth. And I transmit those back to Amy via text message and, you know, have her show our boys whenever available. And back when Lucas was born 5 years ago, I would usually even try to read his favorite book, but record it with a voice memo message. Send that to Amy, and when she would rock him to sleep, she would play that right back for him, so he always heard the sound of my voice, whether it might be I'm in the middle of a game or whether I might be in the middle of airline travel. So when it comes to bedtime, there's always a sense of intimacy that we can maintain in our family, and that's what technology does for us now these days. And I really encourage anyone who is just getting their foot in the water here with this business. If you're looking to start a family, it is difficult, but it is possible. And there are ways that you can utilize creativity to keep that bond strong and make it even stronger.
We're talking to Mike Benton. His podcast is Voices Up Close. Of course, he has his website, Benton Hockey. And he is the director of broadcasting, the play-by-play voice of the Everett Silvertips since 2015 in the Western Hockey League. Mike, you're talking a little bit about the journey, because I would say things started kind of normal for you. I mean, you were a Southern California kid. You're getting your reps wherever you could get them. You did what I did, and I know this is where I first caught wind of you. You were at Azusa Pacific, and you worked for that great radio station there, as I recall. And then once you got a chance to do it, when I say the hardest part about play-by-play sometimes is you just got to convince somebody to let you do it. You did Stockton Thunder, and I can only imagine the travel, the sacrifices. I can only imagine the, the AM-PM burrito stops on the Stockton Thunder and Alaska Aces years of doing hockey. Your memories of cutting your teeth, learning at those levels, and, would you be where you are today if not for that experience you gained then?
Yeah, and I think I learned some hard lessons about money management when it came to making those AM-PM burrito stops, Brent, except for the, I think the only difference was I was usually the kind where I would just try to skip breakfast out the door and try to, you know, stop at the AM-PM for one of those big 100 protein bars, and then I figured, why am I spending $3 a bar here? Oh, wait, I see. There's almost no more money in my account. I should probably kind of, you know, get my act together here with my finances. So that was a little bit of a hard lesson learned. But, you know what, I think bottom line in what you're getting down to with this, and I think, again, you nailed it. When you're first beginning in this line of work, it's obviously a business where you're not exactly, you know, working for a top stockbroker. You're not exactly making good lawyer pay or good doctor pay. So, you know, what you have to do, obviously, is, you know, understand that there will be financial sacrifices being made to try to carve a career out of this and, you know, try to find a way to live within your means if that makes sense. You know, one of the greatest shows that I've seen maybe in the last year and a half that, you know, I really wish I would have had access back to then, maybe when I was first beginning about 15 years ago. Have you ever watched that show with a lady by the name of Marie Kondo, and it's a minimalist show? Or have you even heard of it? Where, yeah,
I can't think of the name of it. Yes.
Exactly, yeah. And the whole purpose is minimalism, where, you know, if you go around, you know, your place of living, and you examine the things that you need versus maybe the things that you want. You're able to downsize and find the joy of the things that you really only need. And, you know, for me growing up in my early to mid-20s, fresh out of college, you know, you feel like that you have the whole world beneath you, you're riding high, and then all of a sudden, you know, when it comes to, you know, spending maybe the things that you want to spend money on, you know, with that you're not exactly making the largest paycheck in the entire world, you know, it teaches you a really hard lesson. And that's what I would really encourage anybody to consider when they first begin breaking into this business, is that, you know, it's not a very high paying business. It is extremely competitive to get into. Now, if you put the work ethic in, you put the sweat equity in, and, you know, if you're nice to people, you flash your smile, you're genuine with them, they'll have your back and they'll help you advance. And with that advancement come opportunities. And also with that maybe comes, you know, a little bit of a deeper bank account. But when you're first beginning, you know, you're obviously trying to live within your means and you don't have much of, you know, a margin for error. So yeah, you obviously will have a lot of top ramen nights or macaroni and cheese nights, or if you can even break the bank, one of those fun burritos over at AM PM. But I would certainly encourage anyone to take a look at that and, you know, examine how do you live within your means. And even a great book I recently read, called Financial Peace, gives you, I think, a terrific roadmap here to be able to live within your means, no matter what kind of tax bracket that you're in. And that's recently a book that my wife and I have just picked up. And, you know, I've been doing this for years now. But, you know, if I could go back and give my younger self a copy, that would be the first thing I would pass along. And a couple of great resources here to, I think, appropriately wage the battle of maybe not so much income coming in, but find a way to, you know, make some joy out of it and really, I think, accelerate your life along with the pursuits that you're putting in here with this career.
That's great advice, because the, you know, one of the big things is sometimes with our energy as a young person, we think, well, we'll just work more, make more money, do other things, and then you forget you don't have that balance and you've lost a lot of time. My guest is Mike Benton tonight on Scorecard Scribblings. By the way, Tidying Up with Marie Kondo. You know, I had to Google it because I couldn't remember her name, the Netflix show. That is a lot of fun. Mike Benton is our guest. I want to talk about hockey and the state of hockey. And, well, we know it's great up north, state of hockey in the United States, and his little corner of the pro hockey universe. We'll talk to Mike about that and more as we continue on Scorecard Scribbling. Stay with us.
So what's Scorecard Scribblings all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What would we be doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
First Spokane, Ty Smith leads the charge. The center ice, that man Zumak right wing, and crunched against the boards right side by Wyatt.
And I guess that was it. I crushed it. I love it. My guest tonight, Mike Benton, we're getting a little taste of some of his calls in his play-by-play hockey career. He is the director of broadcasting for the Everett Silvertips. We were just talking during the break about that we do these Colt 45s games. And, yes, the Medford Rogues, a summer collegiate team, they have played in the same summer collegiate league. The problem is those leagues are pretty fluid. And the Great Western League folded last year. I mean, all the leagues folded this year as far as I know. Of course, we were bummed to find out that, you know, they have to cancel this year's broadcasts. But we were asking that because you were familiar with Medford, right?
Very much, yeah. Matter of fact, the Everett Silvertips, who I've worked for now for 5 years, are run by a parent company called Consolidated Sports Holdings, and they're based out of Medicine Hat, Alberta. But the man at the top is Mr. Bill Yule, who's also our team owner. But under CSH, they run or have run several teams and other sports properties. And among those were two Summerwood collegiate bat teams, and one of them was the Medford Rogues. So, you know, of course, as they say, Brent, the hockey world or the sports world is a small world.
Yes, indeed. And that's the fun part about it. The world of professional hockey, Krishna, you grew up, you got to see and feel the Gretzky thing and how it changed hockey, and hockey became more of an American sport. When I was a kid, it was expansion, contraction. I grew up as a Flames fan in Atlanta, and there was much money to be made by Mr. Cousins by moving that team to Calgary. Hockey, in other parts of the United States, it just hasn't made its place permanent where perhaps it should be. But you, as a Southern California guy, you're all in. You're ice in the veins. If you will go on a road trip to Prince George, happily, although I think that was probably a tough trip this year, hockey is alive and well in the Western Hockey League. Tell us about the WHL, and I know that's a big question, a big statement, but for those who don't understand kind of the whole, the entire junior hockey world of Canadian hockey, it's another world, and it's a big, huge sports world.
An absolutely fascinating league to be a part of and watch night after night, Brent. I would really compare it to, if you want to look at it this way, with the age range, at the top end of it, NCAA Division I basketball or football. The difference here is that age range is pushed back a little bit, and you're typically seeing players between the ages of 16 to 20 years of age play in this league. The one thing, though, about this league, they are typically the best 16 to 20 year olds in the entire world. Right. Usually we're seeing about a good chunk of players, you know, every year not only make the National Hockey League, but also become stars in the NHL. A couple of players that come to mind for me immediately off the bat were those who I watched from maybe 10 nights a year to about over 70 nights a year. from Carter Hart with us, who was with me for 3 years and now is the number one guy in net for the Philadelphia Flyers, to Matt Barzal, who's not just maybe a top line four, but may be the best player on the New York Islanders and has already made the NHL All-Star game and is among the group right now with players such as Connor McDavid, Austin Matthews, and more who are looking to carry the torch here for the next generation in this league, along with guys like Carter Hart. And the fun part of this is when players are selected in the NHL draft, and, you know, they're usually 18 years of age when this happens, there's still a good chance that they come back for their 19-year-old season, and it's like, man, look out, because they're maybe, you know, a couple of inches taller or about 10 pounds heavier, or maybe even probably, you know, more of like four or five notches of a shot in the arm with confidence because of, you know, where they've been selected in the NHL draft. And it's a group of players that I've never had a chance before to call in my career before this stop. You know, there may be no other group of players like this, you know, that I'll get a chance to call maybe, you know, in my career. And, you know, there are certain advantages to what you may be able to see at different levels of hockey. But when it comes to the top-end players in the Western Hockey League, if they're worth their salt at about 18 years of age as far as potential superstar, and they're maybe getting, I would say, 10 games in the American Hockey League, 10 to 15, not even sniffing the ECHL, which, you know, by now has been branded for years as, you know, the Premier Double-A Hockey League, like in baseball, if you want to use the minor league tier with that. But they're originally going right from this level, some of the biggest superstars from here all the way to the NHL at just 18 or 19 years of age. And they're an absolute treat to watch. So, you know, for me, it's almost kind of like getting a chance to be behind the mic, say, for the Washington Huskies in football or, you know, UCLA or Stanford or Cal. You know, you're technically in the same, you know, venue and playing field, if that makes sense, with amateur athletes, and that's what they're, you know, classified as. But they're the best in the entire world, and, you know, they're the ones who are already making headlines and are going to make bigger headlines when they, you know, are fully grown and into the NHL for years to come. So it's an absolute treat to get a chance to go to the rink every night and think, you know, what will Carter Hart do? What should we see from Matt Barzal to, you know, even players like Bowen Byram of the Vancouver Giants, who was picked fourth overall in the NHL draft by the Colorado Avalanche, even Kirby Dach, who was with the Saskatoon Blades for about 2 years plus, and this year made the Chicago Blackhawks at 18 years of age and is all of a sudden now getting play minutes with Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews. So an absolute treat here to get a chance to call these players each and every night, and that's one of the things that I look forward to working in this league here.
Four divisions. You are broadcasting in the U.S. division, which it makes it very, very unique because this is one of the Canadian Hockey League leagues. So you have five teams, as I understand it, in Oregon and Washington. And tell us a little bit about how that works. And then, obviously, it keeps travel not too bad, right?
Well, that was one of the benefits when I originally was up for this job, and my boss had me on the phone for about a good half an hour in my job interview, and he said, one of the benefits of you coming to Everett here is that you're maybe in a hotel for probably only 21 nights out of the entire year, and, you know, more often than not, you know, you're out of the booth and right back at home at 10 o'clock, you know, giving your wife a goodnight kiss or tucking your little one into bed. And so, I mean, without a doubt, that was one of the major, major selling points for me for taking this job. And, you know, it's been as good as any job as I've had in my career. But, you know, to the Western Hockey League and how the U.S. division dynamic fits in, it's primarily a league based in Canada. The league offices are based in Calgary, Alberta, if that makes sense. And typically it's been a league that has been marketed for player recruitment, for players who eventually become of age to those who are in Canada. Now, we have seen, of course, with with the game growing over the years, the appetite for playing has increased in the United States, and you know, with that, more attention has become focused on helping those teams grow. And you know, we're seeing the NHL come in about another, you know, over a little over a year here in Seattle, but the game has had very respectable roots here in this region for quite some time. The Portland Winter Hawks have, if you go ahead and Google it, have graduated countless players, not just guys, you know, who have reached the NHL, but have become NHL superstars. The Everett Silvertips are getting closer here to two decades and are starting to churn out what looks like an NHL player basically every year. The Seattle Thunderbirds, same level and same length as Portland. They've been doing this for, you know, a little over 4 years. The Tri-City Americans, who play to more of a smaller crowd in a little more south of us in the state, in a town called Kennewick, but have been churning out talent for over 30 years. The Spokane Chiefs on top of that. So there's been some terrific talent that have passed through the U.S. division. And while there aren't as many teams here in this side of the border than, say, versus Canada, there's a major goal that this league sets out, and it's player development. And you know, with that, once you find the players that you can place on these teams, you then can turn the attention here to helping dial up the entertainment product. And you know, virtually every team here in this division does it, you know, very, very well. You know, the Silvertips draw about nearly 6,000 fans a game. If you were to put that, say, in the ECHL, that would be ranked third in the entire league. In the American Hockey League, kind of the AAA of the NHL, if that makes sense, they'd be in the upper half right now of the attendance bracket. Spokane's also up there with us. Portland draws very, very well. Seattle plays in a smaller building, but packs it out a lot, and they have loud fans, which really, I think, you know, between where they play in a town called Kent, Washington, and here, really validates the NHL's impending arrival, you know, in 2021. So it really is a great league to be a part of here. And, you know, as far as travel is concerned, just getting to that very quickly, Brent, just right back to the whole thing. More often than not, we're on the bus and we're either back home the very same night or we're back home the very next night. And only one time, you know, do we have to, you know, jump in as far as really deep travel and, you know, tell the wife and kids or any other loved ones, say, I'll see you in about 2 weeks. And that's when we usually go to the outer reaches in the East Division, into Saskatchewan and Manitoba, or even this past year further north and into places like Calgary and Edmonton. So really a great fun league to be in, and based on the way that it's set up, a ton of success here as well, too.
Mike Benton is our guest. We'll be back with a final segment here on Scorecard Scribblings with the play-by-play voice of the Everett Silvertips. We'll find out a little bit more about the world of hockey broadcasting when we return.
This is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane and Shasta Tanks. Because of the probability of our power being shut off during wind events or fires, many people are installing standby generators. Shasta Gas is now selling standby generators with propane tanks so that you will have home power during these outages. Give us a call at 365-3793 to get a quote on a generator and tank installation. That number again is 365-3793.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Portland wheels the back right side of Manic, opting for a change. Tip taken away, Wiley. Breakaway pass, Ty Cole. Moving in, forehand, score!
That's the voice of Mike Benton calling the play-by-play hockey of the Everett Silvertips of the Western Hockey League and the Canadian Hockey League. And he joins us tonight. Mike has really worked very hard to get where he is. And, you know, all of us do. You know, Mike, as we look at the level of during the outage and during this very difficult time during COVID-19, you know, I've been really impressed. And I brought this up with some other people in other shows. I've been really impressed with the way a sector of athletes in every sport have utilized social media and even the sports leagues themselves, and you're doing some of this, to just kind of personalize themselves and to their fans. So the fan, the real hardcore fan, can watch or listen or see their favorite guy or gal, depending on the sport, online somewhere during all this time, which I think is pretty cool.
Well, Brent, certainly. And I think at this day and age, you know, I think the way that we can find some reason here to feel a sense of normalcy, even when there are games being played, is utilize the power of social media to continue a conversation and, you know, try to find a way to, you know, take our mind off of this and, you know, coronavirus news that we all sometimes just, you know, need a break from. Whereas, you know, it's often said that sports is the toy department of life, and we tend to turn to the sports page or, you know, a sporting event on television to take our mind off of things and pressures and anxiety. You know, there are no games right now, so how else can, you know, we do that? And, you know, I thought a great way to try to at least continue that conversation for me when I'm off air right now is the side project of our podcast that I just launched and that we talked about earlier here in this show. But also, I really kind of sat in bed one night before I went to sleep and thought, if I'm going to talk to somebody when I come out of this with all of us and we finally get back to normal here once, you know, COVID-19 dissipates and we can finally get back to our routines in some shape or form, How was I able to make a contribution here in society? And I thought, really, no greater way here than to maybe, I think, you know, use my skill set, you know, that God has helped me, you know, with and refine me, and also bring in other friends as well who, you know, share similar traits in this line of work. So what I actually did was with a group of people here in the Puget Sound area, Seattle Sportscasters, we actually launched a project called Voices of the Puget Sound. What we've done is that we've jumped on the website cameo.com, and usually it's reserved for a lot of movie stars, television stars, other celebrities as well. But I took a cue from a good friend of mine, John Walton, who is behind the mic on radio for the Washington Capitals, and gathered several Washington, D.C. area sportscasters. Another friend of mine in the New York area, Brendan Burke, did this as well. And they have been trying to help fundraise throughout that entire region for different COVID-19 relief efforts. You know, in John Walton's case, he helps the money gained feed local food banks out in D.C. Brendan Burke as well, helping feed, helping fuel different charitable efforts. And on my side, what I'm able to do here is basically if we have a fan who is interested in hearing from me or, you know, hearing from, say, you know, a friend of mine, Dick Fain, who's the television and radio voice of the Seattle Storm and the WNBA, or my counterpart, Tom Boyning, with the Seattle Thunderbirds, a good friend of mine, Joe Fan, who covers the Seahawks on NBC Sports Northwest. If they're looking for anything from, you know, a basic cheer me up message to a hello to a happy birthday, I even kind of put a twist on this and said I will call a mock-up play-by-play of you or your little one scoring a goal or even just doing basic housework, getting the coffee ready in the morning, setting the table for dinner time, feeding the dogs in the morning. I'll call play-by-play of that. You let me know what you want to hear. And in exchange, all I ask for, and they require us on Cameo to put a price tag on this, is to basically, you know, throw $15 my way on Cameo, and I will take every bit of those proceeds and not make a dime off of it, and I will put that right back into charity.
And that's a great thing.
It's been able to deliver some great results so far. John Walton's raised over $6,000 to feed a local food bank out in D.C. My efforts here are funneled toward a local hospital, Providence and Everett, where actually the first COVID-19 patient appeared in the United States. There's certainly a local angle for us to help out with. You know, the bottom line is during a time like this, if somebody asked me, what did you do during this to make a difference? I thought no greater way than to say, here's what I did, than to use the abilities here given to me and try to help raise some good here for the people of the Puget Sound. So it's certainly my goal to help out in that cause. And, you know, we're on our way, but, you know, every little bit helps. And, you know, the more that we can certainly take on and put a smile on someone's face, you know, I certainly call it a win.
Hey, and you can even buy a silver tip facial masks I saw online, which is cool too. Mm-hmm. Our guest is Mike Benton. We just have a couple of minutes, Mike. From a sports standpoint, you had to be very disappointed the way the season ended just because you were so close when they had to shutter down a great year for the Silvertips.
Yeah, it really hurt. I mean, and I really couldn't feel any more than the three players who were kind of on their quote-unquote senior year status, if you want to use that analogy, and they're 20 years of age, so they can't play in the WHL anymore. Their careers are now phased out. The three names, Wyatt Wiley, a defenseman, Bryce Kindop, a right winger who was also the Silvertips captain for this last year, Jay Christensen also, who began the year with Stockton in the American Hockey League because he was on a Calgary Flames amateur tryout contract, but then when he requested to come back, came back to the Everett Silvertips and absolutely lit the league on fire as far as point production from a defenseman. And the way the Silvertips season was going, all three players, by the way, earned NHL contracts, so certainly a soft landing. But for those three players helping lead this team to a potential number one seed in the entire playoffs, and who knows after that, the conclusion of this season certainly stung, and I couldn't feel worse for those three players who all of a sudden had their season shut down, and there would be no finish line for them, no formal goodbye. That certainly hurts my heart to realize that's it for them. Now, of course, the soft landing certainly helps because they all have NHL contracts locked up. Wyatt Wiley, now on a 3-year entry-level contract with the Philadelphia Flyers. Bryce Kindop will go to the Anaheim Ducks. He just signed his contract. And Jay Christensen is now a member of the Columbus Blue Jackets. But you often hear players, and the college game is certainly on the same level. Players will often say across the board, whether it might be hockey, basketball, football, some of the greatest years I ever spent in my entire life were either in college playing for this certain team at this university or for a lot of these players playing for so-and-so in the Western Hockey League. And they will say that here for this same team, too. They'll never, ever forget it. On the Silvertip side, they finished 1 point behind the regular season champion, the Portland Winterhawks. Who knows what could have happened from there, but certainly an ending that was all too pre-